1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, the Word of God says, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." What do you think is important in that verse? Maybe the grace of God? Paul says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." And when I thought about that and just sat back and thought about what he's saying, it just occurred to me that we need to remember that within ourselves every single day. We need to understand that us being saved, a body of believers, that it's only by the grace of God that we are what we are. And that's something we need to just put in our mind over and over and over again. Because it's by the grace of God that we need to understand is the only reason we have anything at all that's worth having. And when we look at ourselves, we need to understand we are absolutely nothing without the grace of God. Amen? So, as an individual, can you say this morning, "By the grace of God, I am what I am"? And it's only because of God and what He has done and His perfect plan. Because without that, you are absolutely nothing. When I thought about that, I can look over the things in my life and see there needs to be a lot of improvement. You don't have to amen that, by the way. But I mean, I can. If I think about the grace of God and who I am without the grace of God, I can honestly look at a lot of improvements that would need to take place. For me to be good in anybody's eyes, there would need to be improvement. Samantha, quit smiling. Isn't that funny? She's over here laughing.
Yeah, you're right.
But there does. There needs to be a lot of improvements. It's not hard to take a second and see that within yourself. Would you agree? It's even humbling when you think about it. If you understand it's by the grace of God that you are what you are, it's even humbling if you separate that from the fact of what you are without the grace of God. And a lot of times, it's hard in this world, as selfish and as probably spoiled as we are, to think about that a lot. Because we are a people, a lot of times if you look through in here, we can pretty much find a way to get what we want or do what we want. I mean, if you compare us to other countries and other, I mean, we're a spoiled people. We really are. And so that's even humbling. Now, I can continue to point that focus, to point that the focus is more on me, and I can even try harder when I look at that and try to be better. I mean, if I just, for the second, take the fact of, by the grace of God, I am what I am, okay? And I just focus and I look at the things about myself that aren't good, that I need to better, or things about myself. And if I focus on that, I could probably do better, couldn't I, about different things in my life. I mean, we can work at doing things like that, okay? I can continue to the point that all of a sudden the focus, if it's not about the grace of God, the focus becomes on who when I do better? On myself. I can try as hard as I can to be better. Now, I can even accomplish a lot of those things that I see within myself without focusing on the grace of God and do better. But is it ever enough? It's never enough. What if you do accomplish a better working in yourself? What if you do that? Will the one who is seemingly better or more talented or more popular ever be satisfied? Absolutely not. What do you see it in your own life? Think of the people that have accomplished things within themselves and don't realize by the grace of God they are what they are. Is it ever enough? Look at the one who's gone to church all their life. By the way, that's me. And I can tell you, it was never enough Now, I could accomplish things and feel good within myself without thinking about being the grace of God, being I am that I am because of the grace of God. But it was never enough when I don't think on those things. If you're not who you are by the grace of God, you will never get over how awful you are, or you will never get past trying to be better or gain more with what you already think is good. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Whether you see how awful you are, or whether you seem to do better in everything, it'll never be enough if you don't notice, if you're not one who you are by who you are by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am." If you're not who you are by the grace of God, there's no peace at all. Now you may think so, or many may think so, because they always try to do better and better and better, and they seem to accomplish those things, but it's never enough. I mean, I think we could say that. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Not on my own. I'm crucified with Christ. By the grace of God, I'm forgiven. By the grace of God, I'm saved. It's by the grace of God that I'm justified. It's by the grace of God that I'm redeemed. None of those qualities I have at all by anything that I've done at all. So it's kind of humbling to think when we can say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Wouldn't you agree? Because without the grace of God, you're absolutely nothing. Nothing. It has nothing to do with any kind of performance. If by the grace of God you are what you are, and there's no performance at all within yourself, you're nothing without that. We need to realize that we are, and I said it last week, we are instruments, okay? And by the grace of God, you are what you are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He that worketh in us, it's not us performing. It was, notice, but the grace of God which was with me. So it's not us performing. It's not, Paul here is not elevating himself at all, is he? Now he said, but I labored. Right? But he's not elevating himself at all. It was by the grace of God that he was what he was. We're not the ones who are exalted. Okay? We exalt the one who what? Paid for our sins. Right? By our labor, we're exalting the one who was faithful. Right? When we notice by the grace of God we are what we are, we exalt the one that saved us, knowing we couldn't be saved any other way. When we recognize by the grace of God we are what we are, and without the grace of God we're nothing, then what do as we labor? Is it in vain? No, it enables us to exalt the one who did it all, right? That brings the glory to the one who deserves the glory. We exalt who? Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul does. He exalts Christ. We bring glory and honor to Him. Now Paul in this verse says, we labor. Was it to build a name for himself? Did Paul try to... A lot of people today, in a lot of areas, if you speak to them about the Apostle Paul and him being the minister to the Gentiles, and you make note that they need to understand Paul's epistles for right doctrine, we can make a lot of Paul, can't we? And I think that's okay if we bring it out the right way. Paul says we labor, but Paul didn't do it to build a name for himself. He did it for you to be saved, and notice by the grace of God is the only reason you are what you are, if you recognize the grace of God, which some people don't. Okay? But Paul says, it wasn't to build a name for himself, It was to exalt God Almighty. It was to exalt Jesus Christ and what He did in you. Because without it being within you, you're nothing. He says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I." Now if he would have just stopped, "than they all," he would have made a lot about himself, wouldn't he? But he says, "yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. And if we're not careful, as a body of believers, as we learn and as we have a ministry of reconciliation, and as we need to be sharing what Jesus Christ did for us, and that it was only Him and nothing within ourselves, hopefully as an ambassador, these are the things that need to be shared as an ambassador, right? We also need to understand, it's not to make a lot about ourselves, like we know something that you don't know, and you know it's and bring the glory on ourselves. We can't do that. As teachers, as people out in the work field every day, we need to understand that we are what we are only because of the grace of God. Not because we're smarter, not because we can relate it better, not because we have a better understanding, but because we understand the grace of God and who we are without it. It helps us a lot understand that we're no better than that other except by the grace of God. It's important to keep that in mind. Paul says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. Once as a teacher, or as a pastor, or as somebody who's just sharing the gospel, that has the knowledge and the wisdom through the Word of God, once they believe that ability is within their self, you know who's exalted? The teacher, the preacher, the one who's at work sharing these things that he's learned. And the glory is not God's. Amen? And you know what you do? You labor in vain. You got to understand that the issue we forget a lot of times, we become very judging people instead of people who share grace. Is what that will make you extremely judgmental, wouldn't it? Once you think you know more and somebody needs to know what you know, then the glory becomes on you. And you become a judgmental person. What did Romans 14 talk about? Not to bring naught to your brother. And I believe that fits perfect. As a body of believers, where we need to be careful and we need to make sure the issue is that Christ is exalted, and the only reason you know what you know is because of the grace of God. And we need to keep that in front of us. Anybody can do, let's face it, anybody can do good works that wants to, right? There are many that have worked so hard. I look back in the past few weeks through the storms and through things that have gone on. I mean, just there's been times like, I think they showed some clips the other day, and I mean, it was touching to see how people have come out and have helped and through the storms and people that give besides the storms through their life.